Blog Talk Radio. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. Peace and love. Peace and love. Grand Rising. Hotep. Good morning. All of that. Thank you, guys. With who said and Jolly. I am joined by my brother Sid. The wife will be with us later. Cedric, you with me, brother?
Yeah, what's good, my brother? What's good, my brother? I'm good. I'm good.
Hey, man. I am doing great, brother. I'm just in the house doing some spring cleaning. Today is pretty much a real lax day for me as far as the business side. So I am just gonna really just be in my bed all day.
That's good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So today, motivational classroom, we're going to be talking about fear of the afterlife and activating the God within. Now, my brother Dwight is here. Brother Dwight, peace and love, brother.
Peace and love, my divine brother. What's going on? It's rising.
Yes, man. Feeling grand. Yeah. Feeling really great.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm feeling it too, man. I'm feeling energized and I'm feeling full of light and love and light. Man, it's
yes.
So powerful.
Yes, indeed. Right, brother. Well, thank you all again for tuning into the Motivational Classroom. Now, what we're going to be talking about here is the fear of the afterlife and activating the God within, right? So we're gonna start off with talking about the fear of the afterlife because when it comes to the topic of death, you know what I'm saying? Many of us do not know what death is. Truly is, you know what I'm saying? All we know is from what we've been taught, you know what I'm saying? So we build up this fear of what the afterlife is because of the perception of what we was taught, right? So I ask to you all, you know what I'm saying, what is your perception of the afterlife? What is your perception of death? Do you fear death? Many of us fear death, you know what I'm saying? Even still in this conscious, you know what I'm saying, movement, you know, a lot of us are still fearing death because I feel that we are so in fear of the unknown. That's what I feel the root is. The root is the fear of the unknown. So,
fact.
My brother Dwight, how do you feel about this topic today, brother?
Man, as you asked me this question in a 10-10, man, this topic is very powerful because it is truly a key to life. And what I mean by that is death only comes, it does not stay. Life is everlasting. See, death is only temporary. See, and you understand the concept of that. You understand how death happens in your life. There could be many years before somebody dies in your life. And then once it happens, it's just like what they say, death comes in threes and all these other sayings and superstitions that come along with this fear of death that we developed and that has been instilled within us. So what happens is we begin to view this thing as something that we should be in fear of, something that we should not truly embrace, something that is promised to us either way it goes. And this is very true on so many levels. But the fear is something that we must get rid of because they have you in a fear of dying to where you do everything in this lifetime to create this idea that you can get to heaven, see? That's what this whole thing is coming from, to have you in fear of going to hell, to have you living a life of abiding by everything that they tell you to abide by so that you can feel like you're going to get into the gates of heaven. Now, what people don't understand is the fact that essentially when you go to sleep, you are essentially dying every night. There's no guarantee that you will wake up in the morning. See, you are essentially lying to rest. Every time that you go to sleep, every time you close your eyes, you have moved into the dark. So you have to understand this death only serves as a test. It is not permanent in your life. If you can embrace death for what it truly is in this life, you will only die once. See? That's why even Tupac said a coward dies 1,000 times and a soldier dies but once. You must be willing to fight for your life and not in the midst of death. See, don't allow death to serve as something that reminds you to live. See, this is a backwards thing that you have. Death is a reminder to you that this life is precious. And death only serves as another test for you to move on into another part of your life. So it is not an escape from anything. It is not you moving on to a better place or you going into the heavens or whatever the case may be. Death is truly a cycle of your life. It's something that we all must go through. From the moment we come into this realm.
Yes. Okay. All right. So I'm going to pose a question, and this is to everybody, you know what I'm saying? What does death mean to you? You know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about that after, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, the way you just pretty much broke it down, you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Yes,
so, yes. Brother Cedric, how do you feel about the first topic, brother?
I think that, like, what my brother Dwight says, you have to embrace all parts of the life cycle of the 3D that you're in. The reality is that, you know, you're going to end up dying at some point. But are you really dying? And I think, like, what Dwight said, I think, is really kind of the key. It's understanding that when you go to sleep, it's a type of death. Because it's not guaranteed that you're going to wake up. You're there to rest. And death is what that is. It's rest. So rather, like Dwight says, rather you put it in your mind to believe that death is your final resting place, or rather you believe that death is just a rest for you to continue your life elsewhere, is all within what you decide and what you know is true. Because the truth is that people may die here in the physical. That doesn't mean that their spirit is dead. That doesn't mean that everything about their soul is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that topic for sure.
Okay. All right. So for me, you know what I'm saying, I am one of those who, you know, was in fear of death for a long time. You know what I mean? And, you know, the monster under the bed, you know, caskets and, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have nightmares, you know what I'm saying? And I had that whole fear of death. It wasn't until I started to get older and then I started to have this type of connection that I would never tell nobody, right? Like, it was like when I would see people literally in the casket, like, to me, they are not dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would literally be communicating with them, literally. You know what I'm saying? And I've never told anyone. So that set me off, you know what I'm saying, to begin to start to explore, okay, what is this about? You know what I'm saying? Why am I being able to connect with this unseen energy? So I read a book called Home with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Dwight, I was telling you about this book. I promise y'all, this book, It just spun open so many different dimensions of understanding within myself and what, you know, the whole topic of death, you know what I'm saying? It literally lifted up that fear, you know what I'm saying, of death in the afterlife, you know what I'm saying? So I think that it's very key for us to begin to explore and expand, right, on what the afterlife means for us. You know what I'm saying? So expand outside of your comfort zone as far as what your beliefs have taught you and get into the knowing of what it means for you. Does that mean that it's right or wrong? No. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of us feel that death is a portal. Death is a portal.
Right.
it's a birth. You know what I'm saying? It's a new, not new shit. You know what I'm saying? To you're just shifting. You know what I mean? New dimension, new realm, new whatever. You know what I'm saying? But Bobby Hammett breaks it down so smooth, so swift, like. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to allow Brother Bobby to break it down for us in this first clip. Now, I think that it is also important, you know what I'm saying, to talk about activating the God within. When this topic was chosen today, you know, it was chosen in two parts. And I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. activating the God within, you know, a lot of people are starting to come into knowing that they are God, you know what I'm saying? But, like, the question that we have to pose, I feel, is how do we activate the God within? You know what I'm saying? So, very powerful, yeah. Two very powerful topics. So let's go ahead and get into the first one. If you how the classroom works, guys, is it's a classroom, first of all. So, you know, don't look up to us as your teachers, as your scholars, you know what I'm saying? You know, just look up to us. You know, we are on equal ground in this classroom. You know what I'm saying? So we're all learning together. We're all growing together. You know, we don't want you to feel intimidated when you raise your hand and ask for help. We don't want you to, you know, feel like that we're looking down on you because we may know more or what. You know, we're not doing none of that. You know what I'm saying? We are meeting you where you are on equal ground, and we are also being vulnerable to you as students. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of sometimes we don't know either. You know what I mean? And we're going to admit that we don't know. You know what I mean? We're going to admit we don't know. So that is the vulnerability that I love about these classroom sessions, but the energy is telling me to restate that in every classroom so that people are clear that this is a classroom, okay? So if you feel like you're scholared on this topic, you feel like that you know more and all of that ego shit, bitch. No, I'm just playing. No, you can feel. I'm sorry, y'all.
That shit had to be said.
Look, that
had
to be said. Come on.
That was your ego meeting them at their ego. Because you know people that always sit around. It's always people that sit around and say they know more than you. Listen, they don't know shit. Go ahead and call
you
in and embarrass yourself.
You know what I'm saying? So that's just what that is. You know, call in. You know what I'm saying? Call in so we can have a healthy dialogue, you know what I'm saying? Because at the root of that, you know, we need to start having conversations, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We need to get to the root of this parasite in our community where you know more. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you can judge and look down and critique and, you know, put people in their place and do all of this shit. You know what I'm saying? This is free.
What you speak of is exactly us embracing the God consciousness.
There we go. Mhm. Mhm. And you know, guys, it's important. You know what I'm saying? So if you have more wisdom, you know what I'm saying? Because we like wisdom here, y'all. Knowledge is good. Information is great. You know, but we activate and move in wisdom around here. You know what I'm saying? So if you have wisdom on a particular area, calling it. You know what I'm saying? And share that wisdom. But see, the intention, y'all, and this is with us and anything that we do, the intention. What is your intention in projecting the knowledge or projecting the information? See, you know what I mean? So we do not want to make you feel uncomfortable. So, guys, we invite you guys to call in. The area code is going to be 929-477-3423. Again, 929-477-3423. And let's meet each other where we are. And let's have a healthy dialogue. Sam, Dwight, and myself, you know, we share our notes and our takeaways. And we just discuss in healthy conversation. So let's go ahead and do this. We invite y'all. And after this, guys, we'll be back. Peace and love.
Peace.
Shit, let me find it first. I went to another thing. Okay, damn it. All right, come on, Bobby. Where you at? Where you at? All right. So, Bobby, have you noticed that there's a lag in this studio, Cedric, when you try to pull something up?
I noticed it yesterday when I was trying to pull up the song and then play it. It was a little lag. It was like a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm. Well, fear being punishing. Okay, so the actual clip, and I put both of the clips in the show notes, guys. So please, you know, on your own time, if you want to research and study on your own time, you're welcome to do that. It's in the show notes. But this clip is called on the fear of being punished by God in the afterlife. There we go. That's the name of it. So let's hop into it, and we'll be back.
No. Wait, I'm not saying what you do, but knowledge, the only thing down here that's truth, is an aspect of knowledge.
But if we all go to the same place, no matter what.
We all go to the same place.
Right.
But I'm not talking, I'm talking about the people out there that's dead. They're going to end up where we're going. But there's a snake, and then there's the head of the snake. You are part of the head of the snake because you woke up. That's why you're interested in this shit. You see what I'm saying? You're interested in this stuff. And believe it or not, you're going to be one of the people that bring those other people to the other side. That's why we're all interested in this stuff. You woke up. So it doesn't really matter if you do it, but it does in so many words. But what I was trying to reiterate here was based on behavior. Nothing you do has nothing to do with your soul going to the other side.
Did the commandments have a judgment? There's a story about judgment.
They have a judgment, but that judgment process that you're thinking is not on the biblical aspect. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do nothing. The judgment process that they're talking about is an alchemical judgment. It's more of a process.
Actually, this story of judgment is talking about the 42 admonitions of mind waiting with your feather. And
look,
it's
man.
Heavier than this.
Look, man, hold on. Look,
that I will not do.
Wait a minute, hold on. Back up.
Not that your physical won't
do. It ain't over. Look, you're still talking. See, this is what the damn niggas did. They got back into Kemet. Try to figure this shit out. They got into Kemet, and you talk about the judgment of Osiris with the whole 42 negative confessions and all, and they think it, that it's that they look at it the same way that you look at Christianity, and judgment ain't got shit to do with your behavior. Let me break this shit down to you. What this thing is,
Let me get this first.
Yeah.
Are you saying, I know God is murder.
Yeah.
Are you saying that God?
Homework, he got a soul.
Same place we
be. He gonna be the same place where you gonna be.
So he's not gonna be punished for killing another soul.
No. He's already punished by being down here in the physical realm. The punishment already done happened. See, let me explain to you. Let me show you. You talking about the judgment. Give me an example. How did you come into this knowledge? Where did you learn that from about the judgment?
I always knew.
Huh?
I always knew.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Come on.
Okay, I'm talking about. Somebody came and gave you some information. You wasn't born knowing the damn judgment scene of Maya and Osiris.
I knew it. I remembered it when I went.
I will do this. We all have glimpses of knowing we were special, and you might have very well, but I'm saying. You came into a certain amount of knowledge, like all the rest of the people up in here came into a certain amount of knowledge because there was a certain awareness of the Egyptian stuff that came back within the last 14 years. Mm-hmm. And somehow that's how you tapped into it. You see what I'm saying? Now, the point I'm trying to make with you is this. The judgment that the people are saying, this is really, in all honesty, this is good because this is how stuff. We beg people to ask these questions so we can get to clarity. The judgment that you're thinking with the balancing of the scale and the weighing of the heart and all the bodies getting through has nothing to do with what your behavior was down here. What happened was is we have been trained on Christianity, which is moralism and political, and a scare tactic that says you're going to burn in hell based on what you do. So all the black people who got into fucking Egypt, when they started looking at this shit, they took the same model of Christianity and they said, okay, here's the same judgment scene that's in Christianity. But the judgment scene ain't got nothing to do with behavior.
What are the 42 confessions about?
The 42 confessions is this, is what the Egyptian priests knew when they stood at the 42 confessions. They say, no, I'm saying, this, watch this. This is going to explain it to you. I'm standing up, I'm reciting the 42 negative confession at 142, how many of you motherfuckers are? Now, I have not gone into man. I have not killed. I have not lied. I have not fornicated. I have not took my neighbor's wife. I have not did all of this. Guess what's talking? It's impossible for the physical body not to do those things. The 42 negative confessions ain't talking about what the physical person did. He's talking about what his soul did. I just gave you the ultimate mystery. Your soul done went out there and killed. You done went out there physically and killed a million people. but your soul didn't do it. It's called negative confession. Demon thus inverse. Your inner self is not responsible for what your outer self has done. Look. Now.
Your physical self is a representation
of
your soul.
Bullshit. Bullshit. The physical self is an illusionary phenomenon that has an ego that thinks that it lives, but it doesn't. It's separate from the soul. The soul is this scabbard, which is dormant. It's asleep. You ever heard of sleeping Buddha? That's what the soul is. Sleeping Buddha. Your soul is asleep. The soul incarnates in the physical body, which is the ego, thinks that it's alive. It's only a dream. It's an illusion. It wants to live. Your soul ain't got shit to do because most people's souls are dead. That's what Osiris is dead in the winter. The Osiris is asleep. We live in this particular phenomena, and the only motherfuckers woke up is the people in this building. And then you realize, I am not responsible for being down here. This is what you black people think. See, some of this shit don't add up if we look at it the other way. Let's say I walk down, I'm in the line. God comes up and say, man, Bobby, you did this, you did that. When you was in Atlanta, you did this, you did that. I said, hey, I got to plead temporary insanity. Say, why? Because when I was in Atlanta, I was a fucking African thinking I was from Mullins, South Carolina. I was born in the world, a dog thinking I'm a cat, a bat thinking I'm a rat. So I got to plead temporary insanity. You're not who you originally are, so how could you be to blame for something you did when you finished what you got going? Coming down here is John Henry. You see what I'm saying? The soul is asleep. And the physical body thinks that it exists. It thinks that it matters. But it doesn't. It's only an illusion. The soul, when the soul wakes up, we out of here.
The spirit and illusion too?
Huh? The spirit. No, there's a difference between the soul and the spirit. The soul is a little sun. A little seed of the sun that existed prior to creation.
Well, when we are out of here, then what happens?
I'll tell you in a minute. The soul is a seed. The soul is a seed that existed before the physical world was formed. It's been asleep. Then you have a spirit. A spirit is what makes all this energy and all this stuff moves. So, everything has a spirit, but not everything has a soul. Cats, dogs, rats, bats, snails, roaches, all of them have spirits. That's what moves, that's called anima, animation. What moves across the face of the earth. A soul is an own particular universe that did not take place in the doggone drama because it's been dead since we got down here. You ever heard? Several things. Dying the second death. But what is the first death? The first death is when you got down here, the soul was asleep. So the soul, so when they say the negative confessions, this drama is an alchemical, metaphysical drama where you got people that's coming up, that's trained in Christianity and trained in the later day shit coming and saying, oh, okay, this means the same job, and they didn't even believe in that shit. So we have misconstrued advanced science or alchemical science because we still got the Christian model. It has nothing to do with what you're doing because the murderer, the whole, the freak, the Greek, or whatever, was not even awake when it was even down here. The soul was asleep. So this is just a cosmic role that we are playing until the soul wakes up. So you're not responsible for what you do. You see what I'm saying? That's where years of religion comes in. Religion tells you that all this shit matters. And it can't. It can't. Because life is unfair. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to us. Because we're not even born on the earth at this particular time, nor who we truly are. So how can I be responsible as a fucking damn psychopath?
All right. greetings. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the Motivational Classroom with Haruset and Dwight. And today we're talking about fear of the afterlife and activating God within. So we're going to go ahead and start off with my brother Cedric, since he's about to tap out. Cedric, what did you feel about the afterlife and what Bobby said in your closing remarks? All that, brother, before you go.
Bruh, I thought that Bobby Hemming is like, I don't care what anybody says. If y'all don't like the language, something wrong with you. You've been programmed to not like the language. Bobby Hemming breaks it down to where you can't even be offended.
You know,
I mean, he'll shut your ass down. It's like he's gangster with shutting you down, but then he wants to be gangster with putting the knowledge into your head so you understand what you're talking about. So I think with that being said, just the fact that the thing that reached out to me is that the fact that he said the soul is a seed. And when we understand what is planted in us and how we take care of that seed so that it, you know, blossoms into this great tree, this forest that we wanted to blossom into, you have to understand that death is something that everybody, man-made, wants to tell you about instead of you knowing yourself, knowing what death is. So I think going forward, this broadcast is going to be powerful because I know going into activating the God within you is going to actually show you what Bobby Hemming was talking about and how it ties into that. So I'm going to say peace and love to my divine brothers. I know y'all going to hold it down. I got to handle some business, and I hope I get done so I can come back.
Okay, all right. Well, peace and love to you, brother. I send my love and light with you, you know, about, you know, everything that's going on, brother. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, be sure to, you know, even if you don't get the tab back in, brother, just, you know, kind of give me an update about how it went.
You know I will.
Probably.
You know I will.
Yeah. All right, love you, brother. Peace and love. And,
love you,
All right. So, Dwight, I'm going to share my thoughts, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to share my thoughts, you know, brother. My brother said was saying about Bobby Hemming, you know what I'm saying? And I feel that when Bobby Hemming, his deliverance, you know what I'm saying? I feel that our brother Bobby Hemming has mastered the art of communication. You know what I mean? I feel that that is an art. Communication is an art, right?
It is.
And Bobby has mastered that because Bobby does that. He uses humor. Bobby can shut you down so smooth, so smooth like, you know what I'm saying? But how he does it, in a way that you will kind of understand why he's shutting you down a bit. You know what I'm saying? Kind of challenging your program, if you will.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. So, brother, but how did you feel about that?
Oh, Bobby, I
say, Bobby, every time I listen to Bobby talk about anything, you can't help but start smiling. Like, you just be over there like, boy, say. Because then the moment you hear, because he's so interactive when he teaches. So what happens is the moment you hear somebody saying something, you automatically know, because Bobby going to center himself. He's going to meet that person in a different place. He ain't going to allow them to pull him. So he going to, you know, laugh it off and joke it out, but he dead ass serious while he's talking to you, though. Like, he ain't mad. So speaking on something that very few people even have the luxury or have the lack of fear to understand. Bobby indulged in a certain part of his life that he knew he was going to be he was going to escape the cycles of life. See, this is what happens when you embrace death. See, when you truly embrace death and when you truly allow yourself to free yourself from this this human body that our soul, the seed of our soul is placed in, right? And you truly become one with spirit. See, this is what he's talking about. See, there is a part of you that is always longing to be connected to something. But this earthly realm that we have, that we are living on, this thing that we look for is called love. So this is the thing that we're all here trying to find. So we're taught to search for this thing outside of us. So we try to pull this power back in. We've been given so much of it away, but it's been harnessed against us too at the same time. So you got to understand the seed of your soul is placed in your mind. So what happens is
So what that means is your thoughts, your ego is all a part of who you are. See, all of these things are innately who you become to be, this beautiful thing that you can blossom into. But the ways of the man are evil. You cannot hide who you are. You cannot hide your wicked ways. It is all a part of your whole human genetic makeup. These things are here for you to conquer in this lifetime. This is why I tell you it's about spiritual attainment. It's not about any type of physical wealth.
Yes.
So what Bobby, even people
Come
have
on.
The greatest knowledge, right? When you talk about Bobby, people say, I heard somebody say that, you know, all these people died, they didn't have no money, and the black folks didn't help them. No, see, when you move in spirit, it's not about the money. So he was so rich within his soul, to where he has so many things to where he talked about. He even said it in one of his lectures, like, when I die, I'm going to go to a different place. I'm going to be looking down on the people who didn't know as much. You know, and that's what happens when you, because there's different, as all these texts and all these doctrines have derived from the words and the thoughts of men, right? So understanding that and knowing that, these things are supposed to lead you to a place of connecting with your inner God self. I used to tell people a lot of times, you can write your own Bible. You're living through your own time. You are Paul. You are Abraham. You are David. You are all Goliath. You are all of these things, all these characters, all these things reside within you. See, all they did was took every aspect of the human mind, every aspect of the human body, and displayed it in the place of religion. Hermeneutics is what they called it, being able to turn and manipulate words and in turn allow you to feel the fear of those words and those thoughts. And they create this reality within your mind as you read these words, as you read these books, as you delve into your mind and allow yourself to truly become one with these words because you were taught to do so. So this is how these become spells in your mind. Over time, you constantly need to feed yourself with the same thing over and over and over. How many people are in church and still don't know God?
Well,
the whole design for you to go through this. You go to church every Sunday, and you think that your preacher is more connected to God than you are. See, this is the trick that you are under. See, somebody told you, but because this man stands up here, opens up this book, and preaches out of it, he's anointed, he's ordained by God, and you should follow him. What does that make you? People should ask themselves these questions. See, this is why they keep on this hell in heaven, because they want you in fear, in bondage, of not being able to realize how free you are in this world. See, the only thing that controls you, the only thing that binds you, the only laws that we must follow is spirit laws. See, universal laws. The things that are innately in you are what to do and what not to do. So this whole thing is for us to feed ourselves, free our souls, and connect our souls with spirit. Once you connect with spirit, you learn different things about your life. You see different things about the world. You begin to see things differently. You embrace death. See, this is why even comedic tradition, as he was speaking on, this is why they put the heart in the body, because our people knew that they wanted to escape the cycles of life. They didn't want to be here anymore. So they were trying to project themselves into another dimension, the fifth dimension, trying to go back through the portals, as you spoke on. The halls of Amenti, as they speak on in the Emerald Tablets. The halls where death and life were being housed. No one has a body. All is energy. You are really a flaming energy that is being held in the condensed form of water on this planet. This is why this planet is surrounded by water. See, we live in this sphere, in this this ferment. We live in this environment that is really a condensed. I tell people, if you... you're in the water, you're in a swimming pool, and you move your hands, the force that you met with. If you're riding, you're driving, stick your hand out of the window. It is the same force that you're in the water. See,
I do that, Dwight.
Yeah, it's the same
force. People think I'm crazy.
And just think about it. It's like the same when you're under a pool and you're trying to clap and you're trying to bring your hands together. The water, how you got to push. And it's energy. I do a trick with the kids at school. If you stand with a person, and if you take your hands and place them in front of you, shoulder length, and you have the other person take their hands and place them outside of you, right? Now, what you want to do is you push out while the other person pushes in on your hand. So y'all stand there and do this for like 30 seconds. Now, when this person lets your hands go, the person who was pushing in, what you keep pushing in, you're going to feel a force that is developed between your hands, between these forces that you have created.
Mm.
See, this is what happens when we're living in this, when you, the metaphysical aspects of this world, how things are always in the air, how this air is filled with so many molecules, so many particles, so many things. This is why they use the chemtrails, and because you're breathing in soul when you breathe in air. This is spirit that is flowing all around us. This is why we're in the age of high P right now. The spirit is moving so swiftly. The information is traveling so quickly amongst this land, amongst the people. People are waking up. They don't know why. You walk outside, it's how real this feels. See?
Yeah.
So just like we're about to hear the smoke on, we've had different ages in our lives to where people have been awakened. Just pay attention. There's always been times where a shift is happening, to where a consciousness is happening. But what makes this shift so powerful, because it is happening at a faster rate than it normally does. You have a mass of people that are waking up at one time versus a handful. There's a mass amount of people awakening at this time. There's a mass amount of people starting to really question this life and what they've been taught. The death, the fear of death and going to hell, of displeasing this God that you've been taught that exists, is the only thing that keeps you bound to going to that next level of unleashing your God consciousness, of unleashing your 666, the beast that is you.
Come on.
You have to unlock this with only your mind. You got to be able to release these things that you have been taught to be in fear of in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Only you versus you in this life. There's nothing outside of you that is controlling or compelling you. Everything that is controlling and compelling you is just within your mind. The only thing moving you in this physical life are the things that you see other people do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help it. It's human nature. So this is why they place the people in front of you on the tell-out vision and all these different things, saying and doing and rapping and doing all this stuff to keep you thinking one way.
Yeah.
They don't televise. They don't play the people's music who is conscious, the BYOBs and Coles and all the Electronicas and all these other guys, man, that are awakened. You don't hear their
voice. That are here.
That is for a reason. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a reason. So in order to truly escape death from this life, you have to truly embrace this life first for what it is. Only then will death
come.
See, I've had moments where I thought about dying, visualizing my funeral, and who's going to be there, who's going to show up. I had to face death in this lifetime so I would not die twice. Think what you must do. Do not wait for death. Anticipate death. Prepare for death. This is your duty.
Yeah, bro, I got a few suicide notes under my belt myself. You know what
it's
I mean?
Real. It's real.
You
it's
know,
real.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, yeah. Some things that I had wrote down with some questions. You know, brother, I love to ask questions. You know what I'm saying? So what, you know, this place that they talk about, Bobby says it's a lie. You know what I'm saying? He says that we are all going to the same place. You know what I'm saying? There is no heaven, quote, or hell, you know what I'm saying, in a sense that we understand, you know, as we have been taught, but that we are all going to the same fucking place. And I would say that I get it, although I would love, you know what I'm saying, to get a deeper understanding on what he really means by that. Could you shed some light on that?
What Bobby means by that is us going into the same place. Now, that means that we return to the place in which we came. So that means that you go back into these fires, the depths of the earth. All right, this is why they speak on hell the way they do.
The inner earth.
Okay, the inner earth. All right.
There
we're
talking
about the dimension that lie beneath the underneath the earth's molding core and all these things. See, you have to understand that what we're dealing with here is a new earth, as an earth that's our earth's a form. This is an old sun that we're living on. All right. See, this is where the core of the earth is coming from, because the sun cools itself down and it becomes the earth. And as the earth dies, the earth becomes the moon. See, these are the cycles of life. These are the things that occur, whether we want to believe it or not. So the whole idea of us, because we are children of the Son, it is for you to become the Son, like the Son. This is why the Bible speaks on the Son the way it does. This is why it's all allegorical. It's all scientific. And once you become the Son, this means you become illuminated. This means that you become someone who understands your power within this physical realm. And you are able to really unleash your inner beast, unlock yourself, and you're really able to become the light, and you become able to become illuminated. How you doing, Ken? And you're able to really come into this realm of knowing yourself. And this is why the Illuminati has taken that word, Illuminati, all right? It comes from being illuminated. Yeah. It comes from you understanding your Sun energy. It comes from you releasing all the earthly ties in this world, and it comes to you being able to realize how powerful you are within your body, okay? So you have to really understand that all of our trials and tribulations on this earth are designed for us to be able to release our inner life, to be able to release our inner self, to be able to come to this realization that this earth is only what we make it. It's all our mind. It's all perception. So once you do this, you truly embrace death for what it is, which is only a test. See, death only serves as a test after life. See, if you do not pass the test of death, the test of time, you will, in essence, have to come reincarnate back into the cycles of life. Now, that doesn't mean that you come back in a human form. You may come back as a tree. You may come back as a whatever the case may be, because you understand that all is spirit, all is alive. So your realm of consciousness when you leave this earth determines on what level that you come back on. See, you got people like our ancestors that they reincarnated, and they were still stuck on the earthly aspect of this world. They want to take riches with them and gold and all these other things, right? So what happens is when you're dealing with this and all the Egyptians and all the tombs and all this stuff, their hearts were in the right place. With they just didn't understand what it meant, because you must free yourself from every physical tie in this life. Every human aspect of you must be erased for your spirit to truly be free and fly free and become illuminated. You have to be able to do this right now in this lifetime. And if you are not, you will be trapped in the cycles of life. So in order for you to truly escape these, you must really understand where your mind must take you. See, this is where astral travel comes in. This is where you begin to meditate. This is where you truly begin to find the light in your darkness. See, you embrace sleep as a time for you to embrace another world, for a time for you to embrace another aspect of you, versus you just going to sleep and waking up every day involved in this cycle of life. See, you understand that everything in your life has led you to something. It is molding you for something. It is binding you and trying to release you, and it's just up to you to find it in this lifetime. The sad part is a lot of people do not find it in their lifetime. People die with all these things on their heart and their mind, and it's too overwhelming, because this life is designed to push you into something and create you, recreate you into this beautiful thing and blossom you and really open you up to the true beauties of life. So a lot of us are so consumed by this physical world that we don't even enjoy life for what it truly is. We're so wrapped up in what we need to be doing, what we should be doing, and nobody's truly walking in purpose. See, you must allow spirit to move. See, this is what we do. This is the battle that we are faced with, because human nature makes us want to gravitate more, right, to pleasure than it does pain. This is our body. We run from the pain and we run towards the pleasure. See, this is why our mind is constantly going. See, this is why your mind is constantly in motion, because your body needs the rest. But your mind, your subconscious mind, the things that you suppress are always there. They always there. You got to deal with them whether you like it or not. So energy does not die, it only remanifests. All the things that you buried within yourself, they are still heavy on your heart. They're still heavy within your soul. So what happens is you think that you're lifting these burdens every time you go to church, every time you ask God for forgiveness. It feels good, but then as soon as Monday comes, the whole week goes through. Now you got to go back to church Sunday, do it all over again. You feel so upset, and like you disappointed so many things and disappointed God, and you begin to doubt yourself and question yourself, and all this other stuff just comes into play. And it's all a cycle that we all are in. So you must free your heart. See, this free is what we talked about yesterday. Free your heart, and in the essence, it would free your mind.
Very crucial. Okay. Makes sense, brother. Makes sense. So let's talk about the punishment. You know what I'm saying? Like well, I've come to the understanding of this, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people say, you know, that this is actually hell.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we have actually failed, you know what I'm saying, from grace, you know, and this is actually hell, right? I've heard that being said before. And Bobby had touched on it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, well, if you want to talk about punishment, this is the punishment. You know what I'm saying? You know, how can you trap a God? You know what I'm saying? To trap a God, put him in a human body. You know what I mean?
That's what happens. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what happens. When you understand that we're on a prison planet, and what I mean by that is, see, this is where the mark of the beast comes in, all right? This is what they talk about, okay? Us being on this prison planet, it goes back into what I was just talking about just a minute ago, about this being a place of really water, us living in the form of condensed water. That's why I was telling people to stick your hand out the window when you're driving. It's the same feeling that you get when you're under a swimming pool, same feeling you get. Your flame is so eternal. Your flame is so powerful. It needs to be condensed by this form of water. But water is only the most powerful conduit. It is not the most powerful element. So as you begin to free your light, as you begin to free your flame, and it begins to ignite, nothing can stop it. It combusts into this thing of wisdom and light, and everybody wants to be a part of it. See, this is what they talk about with the ascended master, with Jesus and all the people, Abraham's and all these people. See, this is all that comes from. We're talking about ascended masters. We're talking about people that realize their power within their mind and they freed themselves from their human body.
Mm-hmm.
So they were able to walk around and not need any type of physical thing in his life. This is why Jesus fasted 40 days. See, all these things become relevant once you understand the power of your body and what you must do to really release yourself from all these earthly ties that have been created for you. Food is the last thing that must go. This is why a lot of people, you battle with all these other things, but then when it comes to you eating, you like, nah, I got to have me some meat. I got to have this. I got to have that, because you don't want to realize that everything that you've been taught is a lie, and you just eating things that you've been taught to eat. See, hunger was the first thing that they created to control us. See, you got to understand the diaspora that we live in. You come into a world that was already created for you. See, this is how you know they know the knowledge on life and death. See, they understand that you are here to escape the cycles of death. You don't want to die, because in essence, your soul came here to learn these lessons. See, this is why your soul is trapped inside of this human body. This is why your body is proportionate. This is why one-third of you is sight, one-third of you is touch, one-third of you is emotions. All these things play into your proportionate body part, because your soul is so powerful, it had to be housed in different parts of you. So once you really release every, free your mind and your body, your heart begins to resonate differently. It begins to pump differently. You begin to feel differently once you let go of all these toxins and all these toxic thoughts that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we are on the prison planet. And you are here to learn lessons. This is what I tell you. Embrace the journey, because this is only life that you live in. So in order for you to truly realize that this life is really a gift for you, you must always stay in the moment. See, this is where living in the moment comes from. This is why the Buddha, everybody speaks on you living in the moment.
Yes.
Because you must remain in the moment, because everything else is really done or undone. See, it's either seen or unseen. See, you exist on two planes of existence, what you see and what you do not see. This is a dual. This is duality in all things. So you're in a three-dimensional body, in a 3D realm. But you can be projected into another realm of thinking, another realm, another dimension of knowing, and you can do this through your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes, powerful. Brother, let me tell you how powerful this shit is, bro. You know, of course you already know, but just something off of a sidebar real quick. One of my one of the Enhancing Awareness admins was telling me just now that this, like, what we're doing is like deja vu. She remembers us having this whole conversation about how we will all collectively come together and do this now. And I don't know if you remember, but when I'm in the void, I remember as well. And so does she. So that's like a first connection. It, like, it's a feeling. You know, like, I feel like we were all connected as a spiritual family to come together to do this right now, brother. Do you feel that?
Yes, the feeling is only intuition. It is only the connection to spirit. This is where the soul comes in. See, our souls, we are different individuals. We all have individual souls. But collectively, we are all abiding by spirit. So spirit connects us all. So So once you reach a certain level of consciousness, a certain level of knowing and understanding, and really releasing these fears that have been so taught to us, because fear was only designed to really enhance our abilities when dangers happen. It takes us into another realm when you get scared. See, think about when you get in, when you're afraid, things slow down. It's like when something happens and your body kicks into another gear, there's another endorphin released in your brain that allows you to see things slowly. You see things develop. This is why a lot of people, when something happens, they feel like, man, it feel like it took forever. And you're like, it only lasts 30 seconds. Like, you know what I'm saying? But this is what happens. This is what fear is supposed to serve as. But because of them knowing the knowledge and them knowing what it is, they have used this as a tool against us. Now, what happens with spirit is, because energy does not die, it simply remanifests. So we were here in another energy, in another energy form. So as we begin to climb up Jacob's ladder, as we begin to unlock this 33rd degree, and you would reach this 33rd degree of thinking, of knowing, right, and you understand what you are, and you able to stand on your square, stand on your truth, see all these things that the Masons and all these things use against us, like, and they're indoctrinated still, but that's another issue for another show. But when we're talking about unlocking the consciousness, you become one with your spirit family. You become one with people that you were already connected to in past lifetime. This is where people come around. You didn't even know them, but it feel like you know them forever. People come into your life, you can talk to them about anything. It's a complete stranger. Like, I don't know why I'm talking to you the way I did, but I needed to. And you don't even realize that this person was connected to you some type of way through your energy, because we're dealing with energy here. So a lot of people saying reincarnation. Some people, our ancestors, all right, when you're dealing with the lineage of royalty that we're talking about, our ancestors did develop a way of knowing how to project themselves. This is why they mummified themselves. This is why they did these things. But they did not escape the cycles of life. So that means that they did not become illuminated. They didn't become the sun. But what they did was develop a level of knowing that when they come back, they're going to get it right. See, this is what happens when we come together. See, when we come back, we like, and this is why I tell people, do not get lost in the ways of our ancestors. They didn't do everything right. Obviously, they didn't, because they didn't escape the cycles of life. See, they reincarnated back to us. And see, this is what happens. So this is what you must understand. They did not really achieve the physical release that they needed to in this lifetime. They were still hung up on riches and the physical body and trying to look trying to do all these things. You must release all of these needs for you to truly become illuminated. See,
so
this
they
is why
did
they
that.
About, yes, they fell in love with what they can do. They fell in love with being rulers and kingdoms and kings of men. All these things that we can do. That
it makes sense. I just had an aha moment. It makes sense because we've been doing that for so long. That makes sense on why we are striving so hard not to really go that route.
Yes, because it feels like something ain't right. And then you got to understand, every civilization has failed because of this thinking. Every civilization that came through any type of divine knowledge used it as a tool to instill fear. Even the ones that did not use this as a tool to instill fear, they still use it as a tool for power. And this is why they use all the sacred temples. You can be a high priestess, you can't. Putting labels on people, see, all this stuff came. Knowledge is divine, but over time they've hidden it. They made you feel like you don't know this, you can't know this. If you don't wear, you ain't aware of this. If you not do this, if you don't wear this mark, if you don't think this way, you can't know this knowledge. This is why all this is developed over time. People are selling knowledge. People are selling you things that you should divinely know what's on your, within yourself. And they want you to think that you have to go through somebody else to get it.
Yeah.
They want to keep you thinking you got to go through these initiations. Your life is your classroom. Your life is your initiation.
There we go.
This is what
your life
doing.
Is your classroom.
As you're living, you're going through an initiation that was given to you, that was automatically bestowed upon you. This was bestowed upon you. It is your duty to go through this initiation and to release your soul. So this physical realm is designed with so many distractions to keep us in this realm of thinking. So it's powerful what we're dealing with here. I mean, so many levels of control. And then we start to do it to ourselves. You become your own worst enemy in this world, see?
Yeah.
This is why your battle is ongoing, because there's so many things you must unlearn and relearn.
Wow, brother. Wow, mate. Brother, the oracle pull for today is clean house. I've been wanting to tell you that the whole broadcast. Brother, clean house. You know what I'm saying? It's about. Go ahead.
Go ahead. That house.
Yeah. It's about cleaning house. This is releasing your emotional baggage. I'm saying this is your intentions. How much do we talk about intentions? What is your fucking intention?
Right.
And this is also about detachment, right? So when you pull this card expresses you for the need to let go of the old to make room for the new. Hello.
See, this is why. This is why when you saw on the walls of Kemet, on the walls of all these tombs, that the snake is so relevant. You are supposed to be like the snake. Yes. You're supposed to be like the snake. You're supposed to be like this. This your serpent energy. See, your kundalini energy is what can really allow you to really release different things that no longer serve your purpose. This energy that can come from the base of your spine and work its way up all the way up into your crown chakra. See, this is what the release happens. When they say temperature's rising, see, when your sexual energy, this is why sex is the most powerful force on this universe. When your temperatures rise, every organ in your body, every energy in your body is focused on doing one thing. See, this is why this becomes such a, you must master this part of you. This is why you must master your animalistic instincts. You must become, you must make them subservient to you or you will be subservient to them, see. This is where all this self-mastery comes from. This is where knowing, see, our ancestors had the knowing thyself part down. They just didn't want to release the being rich part. Everybody want to be rich. So everybody want to do this. So but you got to understand that we living in this world where you talk that. You see it on TV. You see it everywhere you go. If you don't have no money, you're not this. This is why currency controls you the way it does. You're not the same person with it. You're not the same person without it.
Come on, somebody.
Relationships suffer because the money isn't there. The love, you see, they love each other dearly, but because they suffering financially, it's putting a strain on the relationship. There's so many things that we go through in life when it derives from this. This is why they tell you money is the root of all evil. See, you got to understand what this currency is doing to you. It was created to do exactly what it does to you. See, before we had money, they was trading in gold and all these other things. The dollar was even created because the United States got tired of trading gold. You were only worth your weight in gold. See, if you didn't have the gold to match your dollar, you could not possibly give out this dollar. See, this is why the U.S. is called the petrodollar. This is why they push it over on everybody. They want everybody. This is why the New World Order, all these things are trying to come into formation because they want everybody under one currency, one world. This is the whole deal for this thing. So just imagine the control that comes with that, because right now, the systems are basically the same in every dynamic. I don't care wherever they at. You can name them, and they all want to be democratized, all these other things that you want to try to instill, governmental things, when really the true government, we're talking about how structure is really made. You allow people to be as they are, see? You allow people to truly assume the roles that they here to assume in this lifetime. So we have doctors, we have physicians, you have people that are into the stars, you got people that do work with their hands. Everybody has something innately different that was given to them. But you are living in a world, healers and shamans and magicians and all these things that existed. But now you're living in a world where you taught who to be, how to be, and what to be. This is all keeping you in prison. This is all keeping you trapped in the cycles of life. So when you die, in essence, a lot of people are living to die. See, this is what this religion does to you. It has you living to die, see, instead of you dying to live. See, you must kill certain aspects of you in order for you truly to live in this lifetime. Other than that, you're living hell on earth, literally. See. This is how you create your heaven here on earth, by releasing your thought process, by freeing your mind. And the only way you do this is by untying all the things that your heart is connected to, all these people that you hold so dear to your heart, all these things that you hold so dear to your heart. Your love has to become so powerful and so illuminating that you don't have to prove it to anybody. You just be love. See, this is what I talked about the other night. You have to become love. See, you have to be this thing called love. You cannot wait for it. You cannot look for it. You cannot ask for it. You must be it. See, this is what we are here to do in this lifetime. But embrace the journey. You're going to have time. You're going to have trials and tribulations. You're not going to get everything right. You're not supposed to. There's no mistakes. There's only lessons. So as long as you keep living, you're supposed to keep learning. See, this is why you're in a big classroom. So nobody can teach you but one or two things. What to do and what not to do. This is what you're supposed to learn from people. See, but we got so caught up in this Messiah complex and somebody's going to save us and somebody is smarter than us and you belittle yourself to sit under somebody else's standing.
Come on. Not on my motherfucking watch. Yeah, absolutely.
So you must
say.
Allow people to enter, resonate with you. Allow people to give you an understanding of your life. Allow the knowledge so that you can turn it into wisdom. Yes. Allow this knowledge to become wisdom to your life. And it's only through application that this happens.
Yep. And that's it. That's it, brother. We got a caller. This number looks familiar, I want to say. But, Dwight, I was thinking that, you know, we can stick to what we've been talking about here today and the activating the God within. We can reserve for tomorrow, brother, because that's going to be a whole nother, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
cool
yeah.
with that? Yeah. We're going to go. And I know you got to go real soon, too. So, yeah, we're going to leave that one for tomorrow. So, activating God within.
To my destination, actually. I've been here for about 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to go, like, now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What? Okay. All right, brother. Well, go ahead.
I
want
to leave everybody with you.
Okay.
I know you will have my closing remarks. Let me leave everybody with this. Live this life as it is. Do not allow these systematic controls to continue to have this control over your life. Take control back of your own life. Allow yourself to realize that everything in your life you have created from your realm of thinking, from your realm of existence, from your realm of knowing, there's nothing existing outside of you that is manipulating or controlling you in any type of manner. It is all in your mind. So everything that you want in this life, you can go get, you can go create from your thought process. You must let go of this fear that you have of displeasing what you've been taught to be as God. This God that you are looking for, this God that you are praising so many times, this God that you are praying to is living within inside of you, waiting for you to connect with it. And once you do, you connect with spirit. So do not fear death. It is only a test in this life. Allow yourself to embrace yourself. Live in this moment. Do not exist. Free yourself. Free your mind. Free your heart. This is your duty. This is your obligation to you. Nobody else is going to do it for you in this lifetime. I promise you this, beloved. Please allow yourself to really really understand and really believe what we're telling you to be true. Death does not come. See, death does not stay. It only comes. So death is not permanent. Just lets you know that this is something that you can escape. Life is everlasting. Life is forever forming and changing and bringing into new things and new life. Live, beloved. You are here on this earth to do exactly that. To allow your trials and tribulations to mold you, not bind you. Allow this fear to serve you. See, don't become a servant to it. We love you all. We appreciate you all for your time and energy. We do. And I appreciate you all. And I hate I got to go early. You know, but I love doing
it's
this.
Good.
I truly do. And they've allowed me to sit here, and I'm sitting on their couch, and we all have work to do. I have a Reiki session, and I'm about to clean house, as they say.
Beautiful.
So, this is what we're doing. Yeah,
I love it. All right, brother. Well, I love you. Enjoy that, and get with me later, brother. But tomorrow we'll just pick up the activating with God within tomorrow. We're all three here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All
peace
right,
and
peace
love,
and
peace,
love,
brother.
Brother.
Love you too.
All right, peace. All right, guys. Those gems, those jewels from my brother Dwight. You know what I'm saying? Gotta love my brother Dwight. Gotta love my brother Dwight. My brother said too, you know what I'm saying? So, sometimes we got things we have to do. So, yeah, we're gonna pick up on the activating God within on tomorrow's broadcast. And we're gonna end this one kind of early. But before we do go to a close, I think that this is one of our regular listeners, area code 843-610. Do you have something to add to a conversation, a comment, or anything? Area code 843-610.
I apologize. I had so much background noise. Greetings, brother. I had myself on mute.
Greedy. Is this Eddie?
Yes, brother. Yes, indeed. How
yes,
you doing today?
Yes. Oh, I'm doing great, man. Fantastic. Real clear-minded, clear-headed, energized. Yeah, brother. So what you think about the topic today?
Yeah, it's poignant. It's poignant because this, I mean, who was his name? Sebek. And I think it's Legba Anifa or Ogun.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a trickster environment. You know, just like they say, you fail your way to success. You can't be in fear, just like what a lot of this topic is basically speaking to. When you're in fear, you're basically lost before you begun. If you're faithful, you know, you're guaranteed more success. But going back to Sebek, and I think it's Ogun.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that you meet at the portals and at the doorways.
Mm.
You ask them for entry and things like that. They give you riddles. They give you certain information. If you don't see through the joke, you'll be led astray. You know, just like what these ministers are doing. Some of them know that book is coded, but they're not giving you the code because they try to trick you into staying in their parish, giving them tithes. You know, it's a game. It's a game. That's why another adage is to thine own self be true. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot there. Mm. Definitely a lot there.
The riddles and the codes. What, and you mentioned the bound to, you know, their parishes and all of that. Like, could you give some examples of, like, a riddle or a code? Could it be, like, synchronicities? Or what are some examples of what you mean by that?
If you don't have an open mind and an open heart, just prime example. If you look at children, when they're in their own world, they can take a stick and three blades of grass and play for an hour. They look at a tree and they just climb the tree. The older an individual gets, he starts to think, can I climb that tree? If I climb that tree, can I get down? See, we put too many ifs in something that our spirit desires to do or our self desires to do. Same thing with going to church. They talk about the commandment. This is something that you're commanded to do, but is it to benefit your higher self or to benefit somebody outside of you? You know, if you love and respect yourself, you can do harm to no one else. If you are selfish, then you're doing harm to yourself and others because you're not giving and sharing. This old man told me this this joke.
Mm-hmm.
He said, an individual once said that there's no heaven and there's no hell. So a spirit came to that individual in his sleep, and he took him to a place, and he said, this is hell. He said, well, it doesn't look bad. I don't see no fiery furnaces and all of these things. I see a beautiful buffet table with all kinds of food. It's dressed up beautifully and lovingly, and he threw the utensils. He said, but there are some big spoons. So the people came in, each person sat in the seat and grabbed a spoon. The spoons were they had 10 feet handles on them, the 10-foot long handles. So the rule was you have to eat with these utensils. People were picking up the utensils and trying to feed themselves, and they couldn't because the handles were too long. He said, oh, I see the misery now, the people in such misery because they can't eat this beautiful food. He said, exactly. Then that spirit took that man to another place. He said, this is heaven. He said, well, everything looks exactly the same. He said, indeed. And then the people came in, and they sat at the table the same way, and they picked up their spoons, and they started to feed the person across the table from them.
Wow. Hey, man, where my bum? Wow, brother. Wow. That's it. That's
you see,
it, right?
Just like And just like what the family does on this portal that you brothers have created, trust the family, I'll say, because I know there's some sisters involved also.
Mm-hmm.
We share information. If you don't share information, how can you put more information into yourself? How can those superior forces give you information and more experiences if you're full? You have to empty yourself mm-hmm. in order to make space for new information.
Mm. That's it. That's it right there. That's powerful. Powerful. Wow, I promise I'm going to marinate on that. I'm going to, you know, take my mental note on the story you just told me. And I'm sure I'm going to be sharing it and paying it forward, too, because that is, yeah, you left an imprint, bro. Thank you for sharing that one. Wow. Wow.
We are one.
We are one. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you, brother, for, you know, your consistency and your loyalty to the broadcast, you know, and your appreciation for what we are doing here. I'm glad that you enjoyed, you know, today's topic. You know, we just didn't have enough time with both brothers having to leave today to do the Activating God Within. But, I mean, that should definitely be a show by itself. So we're going to be picking that one up tomorrow, brother, if you want to tune in with us. If I'm not mistaken, are we Facebook friends?
No, brother. I don't do social networks.
Okay.
I'm not on Facebook.
You do not. Okay. Great. I thought you was a particular person. But okay. Well, cool. Well, thank you again, brother. Thank you for that beautiful story that you just shared. And peace and love to you. And till next time, brother, we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up.
Ashe, thanks for being you, brother. Have a blessed day. Well, have a joyous
right.
day. I'll take that bless back. Have a joyous day.
All right. Thank you, brother. And you do the same. All right. All peace right. and love. All right. Thank all of you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Lisa Van, our admin, for tuning in, for your dedication and loyalty to what all that you do on the platform. Thank all of the Enhancing Awareness Radio team. We definitely appreciate you all and what you're doing, you know, to contribute to this portal, you know what I'm saying, that we are definitely, you know, opening and breaking through and all of the good stuff. It's just so many great things that we have planned for you guys at Enhancing Awareness Radio. So please be sure to tune in tomorrow evening for what we have, our Divine Masculine Reveal, guys. Our Divine Masculine Reveal is a series that we're going to be doing on the first Thursday of each month. And we feel that us men, you know what I'm saying? Us men, we need to have the conversation as far as, you know, the hard-hitting topics. You know, how are the men healing? You know what I'm saying? How are the divine masculine connecting with one another? You know what I'm saying? My brother Sed wants to do a broadcast. Fuck. I need to see if Sed wants to do, because Sed wants to do a whole topic on, you know, how us divine masculine are tapping into our feminine aspect within ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Because, guys, you know, it's not like a quote gay topic or a quote bisexual topic. You know what I'm saying? It is an energy that is shifting and that is happening now as we shift into the age of Aquarius, you know, where not just men, but all of us are having to tap into the feminine aspect within ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So men and women, you know what I'm saying? How are you tapping into the feminine aspect of yourselves? That's going to be, it has to be Friday. You know what I mean? I'll get with the brothers and see how they're going to want to do that. Because Divine Masculine, anyway, guys, please be sure to tune in for that. Because we're going to be talking about, the topic tomorrow is the opinion between brothers, right? Have the conversation, getting the conversation started, pretty much going over some of the hard-hitting topics that we need to discuss. You know what I'm saying? So tomorrow we are going to be setting the stage, and we're going to be making history, right? To have a safe place for all the divine masculine, and for all of us to do. So that's what we need tomorrow. So be sure to tune in. The premiere episode is going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. And I'm fading in and out. Oh, okay. Oh, give me 1 second.
All right, so I add in. Let me know if that's better because I switched devices. You know what I'm saying? But of course, me talking about a very powerful topic and conversation, of course I'm going to be fading now. You know, I didn't have any technical issues until that, right? Okay, that's better. Okay, great. You know what I'm saying? So again, guys, you know, Lisa, tell me if you missed something as far as the Divine Masculine. So guys, anyway, please be sure to tune in to Divine Masculine because we're going to be making history. You know what I'm saying? As far as having a safe zone for us men to all come together and to have a sacred conversation. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have healthy dialogues because we know, you know what I'm saying, that the men, like a lot of us are purging, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of us are being angry, you know, as far as the purging. And it's a lot of guys that are going at each other next, you know what I'm saying? And we, you know, want to rip each other heads off and then we having to come back and apologize, you know, and all this stuff. But y'all, it is a purge. It is a cleansing. It is a reconnecting, you know what I'm saying? So we have to let go of the rules and how it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? Instead, we need to put things in place for us to have healthier dialogues with one another, for us to purge. See, we don't have any safe zones for us to purge. And that's what Divine Masculine is going to represent. So I hope any of you men, you know, and you too, my brother, Eddie, you know what I'm saying, call in tomorrow evening, you know what I'm saying, and be a part of the conversation as far as Divine Masculine. Share with your friends. Tell them what we're doing here. You know what I'm saying? Put this on the map. You know what I'm saying? If you guys remember, BET did a series called Black Men Revealed years ago. Somehow it flopped. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but we're going to revamp it here, you know what I'm saying, on our version called Divine Masculine Revealed. And Divine Masculine is not going to be just geared toward black men. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be geared toward all divine men because we have some divine brothers, you know what I'm saying, who are not all black, you know, as far as the essence is concerned, because we don't go by race here. We know that black is totally a melanated essence, right? And we just want everybody to heal, and we want everybody to be involved. You know what I'm saying? So please, please, please feel free to join us tomorrow. So we're going to go ahead and go out. Just stay tuned. Follow. Be sure that you're in our Facebook group if you are on social media or if you're on IG. And we're also on YouTube now. You know what I'm saying? So everything is in the show notes. If you need to book a personal reading with me, I do oracle readings, tarot readings, dream decoding, spiritual constellations, and all of that. You can email me. You can check out my website, my business page. Everything is there in the show notes, guys, if you want to book a reading with me, right? So, again, the card of the day is clean house, and that's about releasing your emotional baggage, your intentions, and your detachment, right? So anything that you feel that you're attached to in this life, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's detaching and pretty much getting back to you. You know what I'm saying? So book a reading. I do in-depth sessions. You know what I'm saying? My sessions normally start out with hour sessions. I rarely do 30-minute sessions because the depth of my readings are very deep and very profound to where, you know, I'm going to have you busy for years, you know what I'm saying, doing shit. You know, people live by my readings. You can check out my reviews on my Facebook business page, which is in the show notes as well. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and go out with a song my brother Dwight suggested. Well, he didn't suggest it, but his spirit suggested it. So, we're going to go out with Tupac, and that's running. And, yeah, guys, please join us next. Please join us tomorrow. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and do spirit. Just confirmed that we need to go ahead and continue with the God, activating the God within tomorrow. So we're going to be activating the God within tomorrow. It's going to be the topic for tomorrow indefinitely. I'm going to go ahead and schedule it after this broadcast. And yeah, guys, until next time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, for the next Motivational Classroom. All right, peace and love. Peace.
Between you and Biggie, it was like, who rules the nigga kingdom and shit, basically. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this is like a fucking election. It's an election.
It is that.
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Me and Biggie's situation is smaller than that. Me and Biggie's situation is like.
That's trolling out of blackmail. Sean McGrane. Russian war. Jackson. Jerry. Night. Tomorrow night.
to the black Frank White. We had the go dress to change our description. Two cops is on the milk box missing. Showed they toes, you know they got stepped on. A fist full of bullets, a chest full of Teflon. Run from the police, picture that. Nigga, I'm too fat. I fuck around and catch an asthma attack. That's why I bust back. It don't faze me. When he drop, take his clock and I'm Swayze. Celebrate my escape, solar clock, what some weight. Lay back, I got some money to make. Motherfucker.
In the gas when my clock blast. We was young and we was dumb, but we had heart. In the dark where we survived through the bad parts. Many dreams is what I had and plenty wishes. No hesitation and extermination of these snitches. Indian bitches, they still continue to pursue me. A couple of movies, now the whole world trying to screw me. Even the cops tried to sue me. So what can I do but stay true? Sipping 22s of brewing now. The media is trying to test me. Got the press asking questions, trying to stress me. That's my mom's day. My history with the police to shake the crime rate. My main man had two strikes slip. Got arrested and flipped. He screamed thug life and empty the clip. Got tired of running from the police. I would never.